Hello, which you want to be speaking?
Hello, my name is Erica, returning your call for customer support. Your number was on our callback list.
Yeah, Erica, there was an order made for some AirPods, and I did not order them. I asked them to cancel it. I didn't order it, so I don't know what you need from me. I have an order number here. Would you need that?
Well, I can try by your zip code.
I have an order number, and oh, your zip code would be 95834.
Thank you for that. And may I please add your first and last name?
First name is Richard. Last name is Willoughby.
Thank you for that. And may you please verify the address for security purposes?
3684 Manera Rica Drive, Sacramento, California, 95834.
Thank you for that. I see you have the wireless earbuds and a lifetime warranty. How may I help you today?
I did not order those. To his office in Seattle for what he calls learning sessions. I don't know how they got ordered. I didn't order. I don't need no earbuds.
Yeah, so this is the most recent one, which is about clean hydrogen. So you're reading thousands of pages every few days.
Yes, sir. So you never placed the order for the earbuds?
No.
Not even at the shipping and handling price of $6.99 on January the 24th?
I got some I-12 ear bugs for $6.99, yeah. Not for $60. The charge being to my account is $60. And that was to a different account. So I don't know what's going on.
Yes, sir. So the charge, the $60.97, that's the full retail price for the wireless earbuds.
You said it's the retail price of what?
Of the wireless earbuds.
No, when you say earbuds, what type of earbuds are you saying?
Wireless?
I understand wireless. Type, is it made by... AirPods?
No, sir. They're not AirPods.
Okay. Yeah, again, I can say I didn't order any AirBuds. I didn't order anything.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, are you considering this fraudulent activity?
I don't know. Yeah, well, if I didn't order, it's got to be fraudulent.
Yes, sir. And may you please verify the email address for me for security purposes?
PastorWilloughby@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. Okay, well, since this would be considered fraudulent activity, I will have to get you transferred to our fraud department. Just give me one moment, please.
Down the fuel rod. They plan to use liquid sodium. The liquid sodium. Yeah, all they do is 213, which is a couple of days ago. And so I know, AirPods.
In October, the Department of Energy ordered TerraPower $30 to make sure that nuclear reactors in the U.S. Nuclear power can be done in a way that none of those failures occur.
Who's the toy? Go ahead.
Kobe, shut up. I say shut up. Kobe. Don't push me now. Quiet. Quiet.
Alone is gigantic. Now, I'm spending quite a bit to buy aviation fuel.
Don't start it again.
You know, I switched to an electric car. I do solar panels. I'm telling you that actually that I'll be able to my price. We can pull a bit of carbon out of the air and stick it on the ground.
No.
If I'm on the right line, no. Right, so, you know, it's costing like $100 a ton, it's like $7 million. And you're paying $7 million a year for your carbon footprint. Yeah.
The conclusion number you can afford is to buy carbon offsets, the green product, for the what he calls the green premium. The added production cost for reducing carbon emissions will go down, and quality of products up, driving the innovation that may get us to zero.
I'll get you transferred in just a moment.
Okay.
It can seem overwhelming, but there is, you are optimistic. Yeah, there are days when it looks very hard. If people think it's easy, they're wrong. If people think it's impossible, they're wrong. It's possible. It's possible, but it'll be the most amazing thing mankind has ever done. That's what it has to be. Yeah, it's an all-out effort. You know, like a world war, but it's off against greenhouse gases.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, so I'm going to get you transferred to our fire department now.
Okay.
And they'll be able to assist you further.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I can help you with today?
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.